Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Pinnacle and Huawei. I'm pleased to welcome Fred Simon, head of the Huawei business unit at Pinnacle, back to the podcast. Fred, last time we chatted in person, the world was a very different place. We're now having to do it online. I trust you're keeping well through all of this.
Hi, Duncan. Great to chat to you. You're right. This was actually pre the COVID situation and lockdown restrictions. I'm keeping well, safe and healthy. I'm hoping you're keeping well. I think we're now in the business, what we call it, business unusual times. And all going well. Thank you.
That's great to hear, Fred. And certainly Huawei, which is a brand you represent here in the South African market, has been through the ringer this year, I think is the best way of describing it. We've seen, of course, the US sanctions that have been applied, and I think very worrying for Huawei and everyone in the particular ecosystem. But Fred, you're still bullish about Huawei and where the company's going and what it's expected to do for the rest of this year going forward. Take us through the situation around Huawei as you see it, particularly in the context of South Africa.
Well, thank you, Duncan. You're quite right. I think there's not a day that goes by where there's not some type of news article on Huawei, whether it's on the internet or whether it's on a television nowadays. I see they're getting a lot of TV coverage. It's been a very interesting dynamic since last year. I think if I can take the listeners back to last year, April, that's actually when everything started initially with the USA-Chinese restrictions that were imposed and some of the Huawei aspects. Now, I must be very honest with you. I think looking at the restrictions as well as the issues that we've had now with the COVID-19 situation, I think Huawei has really demonstrated their resilience and their innovative way of dealing with the business. If you look at the last plus minus 12 to 18 months, Huawei's actually really pretty much done quite well. Even during the USA restrictions, they've done exceptionally well in terms of their financials. If you look at 2019, they still managed to finish at a 19.1% growth year on year for the year of 2019. And those listeners that are interested in following the financials, I think in the last week, it was also posted their first half of 2020. And they still showed a year-on-year increase of about 13.1%.
Yeah.
So it demonstrates that their ability and reliance or resilience is really there and also very innovative. If I look at what they've done since last year, April, obviously they're trying to become more self-sufficient, have less dependencies on some of the USA componentry that they used to use in their product sets. But they've actually demonstrated that they've actually gotten through the situation. They've released a huge amount of new product sets, just some leading edge product sets that we might just actually touch on in a future podcast, but things such as Wi-Fi 6, things such as the all-flash Dorado Ocean Store solutions. They've really shown the ability that they've actually fast-tracked the innovation. They've, from an R&D spend of 10% of their revenue, they've increased that to a 15% since last year, April, May, June, and we've seen the product set. So I'm still very optimistic. I'm still very bullish in terms of them from a South African perspective and also from an Africa continent perspective. Looking good and really impressive in terms of what they've done over a very short period of time to make sure that they are still sustainable in terms of their products. Also, even during the COVID-19 lockdown period, I've got to tell you, Duncan, if you look at their production ability, amazing. We've not seen really any production issues ever since last year, April, up to now, to be honest.
It's impressive stuff. I think many consumers, Fred, know the restrictions on Huawei because of their handset business. We've seen them unable, for example, to get access to Google mobile services, GMS, and they're building their own Huawei mobile services ecosystem around that. But what about the rest of the business? I think ordinary consumers don't realize just how big a business Huawei actually is. That it's not just in the consumer handset business, but it actually builds many of the world's telecommunications networks, and it's increasingly a big player in the enterprise IT market. Have the restrictions that we've seen being introduced over the last year or so had an equally big impact in the enterprise IT space that maybe Pinnacle plays in more than the consumer space, that where we have definitely seen impact?
Duncan, to be honest with you, we don't actually play in the consumer space with their mobile handsets. So we play from a Pinnacle perspective is exactly to your point. The enterprise product sets that also leans over slightly into the carrier environment. Now, if you look at the situation with the restrictions, it purely came from a 5G perspective, which is more on the carrier business or the telco environment. However, the product sets that Huawei has on the enterprise actually is basically enterprise products that also gets used in the carrier or the telco business. So yes, it had an impact on them on some of their server architecture, their server infrastructure, mm-hmm. some of their storage devices, some of their chipsets in their video conferencing solutions, as well as in their specific networking equipment, such as access points and switches. However, they've actually gotten quite far down the road. Initially, when the restrictions came up, they started actually stockpiling some of the product sets that they needed for the initial delivery in terms of their goods and services. However, in a short period of time, they've actually become self-sufficient. They have their own chipsets. Mm-hmm. They now have chipsets and artificial intelligence chipsets for their enterprise switches, for their access points, for their storage devices, for their file servers. They've got their own chip technologies, their own processing capabilities. They've released a new range of CCTV cameras with their own chipsets. But it's amazing. If you look at it, I cannot believe that an organization could actually change and transform and research and develop and innovate in such a short period of time. It's impressive. They've released new video conferencing solutions with their own chipsets. Mm-hmm. They've got integrated white board solutions that they've not manufactured. It's just amazing. So to your question, yes, one could see that it had an impact. However, their supply chain, with the speed and agility that they've got, they've managed to actually address in the short term, still all of their orders. They still, if you look at the carrier business, they're still very bullish on their 5G base stations on the telco side that they're rolling out. So they've made plans. They've actually become a lot more self-sufficient.
Yeah, interesting. And your conversations with corporate South Africa, with resellers, with other players in the ecosystem in South Africa, is there any reluctance amongst buyers towards Huawei gear as a result of what's happened? Or do you find that the South African business community is pretty much embracing of Huawei as a brand?
If I look at the order book and if I look at the pipeline that we have with our resellers and with the customers out there, I think they are still very positive and optimistic from a Huawei perspective. Yes, you do find instances where companies are reliant or they most probably funded by USA funding, that you find that they, and it's not, I think, necessarily the local guys, but I think it's more of an international guard in saying that they are not allowed to use the Huawei product sets. Mm-hmm. But I must be honest with you, it's far and few in between. I'm still very optimistic. I think the South African, whether it's in the financial industry, whether it's in the mining industry, whether it's in the public sector, they are still very positive towards Huawei. I think they can see clearly the investment and the commitment that Huawei has shown in South Africa and the Africa continent, for that matter.
Yeah. South Africa has been historically very friendly towards China and particularly towards Huawei. And in fact, President Cyril Ramaphosa made some remarks a few months ago about Huawei, saying that we absolutely are not going to be seeking to ban access to this technology. Do you think that what's going on at a geopolitical level worldwide at the moment could actually play into South Africa's hands in that Huawei may actually look to step up its investments in markets that are seen to be friendly towards it? Do you think that, and by the same token, what do you see in terms of Huawei investing in terms of real hard money into the South African economy and into the South African ICT ecosystem?
Duncan, definitely. I do foresee that there's going to be considerable investment into South Africa and the Africa continent. I can actually already see it. I think it's going to maybe be more of a positive aspect. You can already see some of the negativity in the European markets, but that is going to benefit maybe the emerging markets. It's going to benefit the Africa continent as a whole. What I can already see the investments and initiatives that Huawei has actually started collaborating and they've started investing is hugely from an education perspective. They've now approached a lot of educational institutions where they are actually paying for engineers to be certified, for people to be developed. So they're actually assisting from an educational grassroots perspective. They're helping with training to prepare people for work careers. So it's not just a vendor that is out there. They're helping us sustain the growth of employment and developing people. Also, what I've been seeing usually from their perspective, not just in South Africa, but in Africa, is that they're helping with proof of concept of solutions. So upfront, they're actually investing in solutions to showcase it, to demonstrate it, and to demonstrate the efficiencies and the benefits that the companies and the countries will get by using the Huawei solutions. I think something that one also needs to look at is that Huawei is also huge in terms of employment. And the nice thing is that they invest in local people. Yeah. Yes, they normally bring in people in terms of understanding the Huawei technologies, but then they actually develop and create and provide employment for our local countries, for 23 countries, in fact, on the Africa continent, where they've got Huawei operations, supporting the carrier business group, supporting the enterprise business group, and I would say 60, 70%, if not more, of people employed by Huawei in those countries are actually local people. So again, investment in a country, not just coming in to sell their solution. They're here to create employment for after-sales support, for deployment, for all of these aspects. So very optimistic.
Certainly interesting times, Fred, and interesting times to be Huawei, I'm sure, and to work in their ecosystem, given everything that is going on in the world right now. But Fred, I think we'll leave it there. Fred Simon is head of the Huawei business unit at Pinnacle. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.